Say good day to Tommy Wheeldon Jr. G'day, mate. Except, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, hello, mate. It's strange for you to be calling me, isn't it?
I made it sound like you're an Aussie. I'm sorry. My wife's an Aussie.
That's
you're not
right.
an Aussie. Is Liverpool in action today? I felt like Liverpool's in action.
I don't watch them at all, ever.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You don't like them. You're from the...
They're very, 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 very good team. And it probably, as an Everton fan, annoys me even more because they're actually very good.
Yeah, they are now.
Yeah.
It's a rough patch there, but traditionally quite strong. Not unlike your side, Tommy. The PDL season, a championship season in the rearview mirror. You're now gearing up for the inaugural CPL season, the Canadian Premier League. And you're off to Halifax Wednesday. This is quite the boondoggle. Are you guys just going to do a coast-to-coast food tour and do some pub ratings and pretend you're doing something for the league? What's going on?
Yeah, that's the unofficial tour. But this is coast-to-coast. What we're trying to do is inspire generations now, because we're saying, right, we're actually going to go and look. So if you believe that you're in these places and you want to be seen, and there's always rough times. I mean, I picked up goalie Dylan Powley as a walk-on for the PDL, and wasn't Mark Giordano, wasn't he a walk-on back in the day, right?
The
the players that were undrafted, the players are out there, and you know, it's a great opportunity for us as we enter this as partners and colleagues, as we're growing something. It's a great way to get the brand out and get the awareness out, and if we can really inspire the generations, that's what we're doing it for.
Now, if people aren't familiar, what exactly is going on? You're going coast to coast looking for players, but it's you're going to turn it into a pseudo like TV series of sorts, and saying, you know, it's the Got Game Open Trials. I mean, give us more.
Yeah, it's probably the best analogy I've used is like America's Got Talent type of thing, where you go in the coast to coast looking at the talent in those areas. You know, you expect to see, you know, one or two that will catch the eye, and you expect to see a bunch that won't, but I think the purpose of it, we're going seven cities. We're starting way out in the east with Halifax and finishing way out in the west on Vancouver Island in November, just prior to the U Sports Final Four. So, it's every couple of weeks there'll be a new one. I mean, this week it's Halifax, next week it's Montreal, and then we'll keep moving.
Okay. Now, I understand there's a PR element to this, and there's an entertainment value to this. There's also, I suppose, part of this, like, give us your best shot and you know, contribute to Canadian soccer. That said, are you expecting to unearth a jewel or two, or do you figure that there'll be a couple that everyone's going to be fighting over and then maybe not a lot else? Or do you know? Do you have any expectations for this?
No, definitely. I mean, we've been kept up to date. James Easton's the VP of the soccer operations, so has been sending us, you know, the list of players. And of that, you know, our knowledge is deep enough to see that there's some that have had, you know, professional experience, some that have had Canadian youth national team experience that, you know, have just maybe not had the opportunity because there's only been the three MLS clubs. And prior to that, FC Edmonton and Ottawa Fury. So there's not been many opportunities. So I think what the Canadian Premier League does, because it's going to be, you know, high on the domestic player, this gives more Canadians a chance to play. So I like that aspect of it. We know that, you know, you'll have to sift through the mass to get the golden nuggets, but I'm sure there'll be a few chicken nuggets along the way as well.
That's good and bad. I don't know really what you're saying there. you've got an event coming up, I believe, was it this weekend or next weekend, the Al Clasico. Of course, footy fans know that the El Clasico is when Madrid and Barcelona play, and depending on Copa del Rey and Champions League versus just La Liga play, it can be a few times a year, it can only be twice, who knows. But it is a staple for footy fans of all over the world, because it's two of the finest clubs on earth going head-to-head. Stakes are high, incredible crowds. You're talking 80 to 100,000 fans in the respective stadiums. You've got the Alberta equivalent, the Al Clasico. And I believe last year you whooped those guys from up north, didn't you?
Yeah, and it derived from... obviously, the word there, the playing words. I think what we're doing here is actually we have a really great opportunity to make this the best Canadian rivalry in the league, in the country, because it's, you know, the Battle of Alberta. There's lots of it. You see it with the Oilers and Flames. You see it with the Stamps and the Eskimos. Now you get to see it with FC Edmonton and the Cavalry. And it was dubbed. What's great about it, it's organic, because the supporters group, so the foot soldiers of the Calgary Foothills group, and the FC Edmonton group, just started throwing out there as a trophy. So Jeff Paulus and I, the FC Edmonton coach, had just started talking about, you know, a couple of exhibition games. And yeah, so we won it with our PDL group. Now, obviously, the colours have changed and we're now the Cavalry. We're literally in conjunction with these Got Game trials. We're looking at local talent. So we're looking at, you know, some of the best group of the lads from our PDL group, some of the promising and aspiring academy players that are coming through across the city, some local heroes in the men's amateur. The only group we're not really looking locally is the U Sports players, because they're in their university season. So we give them respect to that. But it's a great opportunity to be at Spruce Meadows. This is the first ever game that will be played there. We're getting the lines painted, you know, at the end of this week. And, you know, the pitch is looking remarkable. And it's a great chance for people to see Spruce Meadows for what it is. It's an entertainment district. I mean, it's going to have you've been down there for some of the World Cup games. I mean, what a great place. It's going to redefine tailgating because of that. Sure. You know, you come all day and it's a remarkable place to be.
It is September 29th from Spruce Meadows, as you noted, the second Al Classico, Edmonton v. the Cavalry. Tommy, last one for you. Just an update. Where are we at in terms of league rulings, and when do you expect to have / build a roster for the Cavalry FC in the season that starts, in April?
Yeah, I mean, so I think we're the league are finalizing things. Now, what's good about these Got Game trials as well, we always have opportunities to get together with the league HQ. And see where we're at. Last time we were out there in Toronto about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we've, you know, looked over the initial drafts of rulings, player contracts, draft process, dispersal rules, all these things. They're all, TBD, and we're getting closer to it now as the Got Game trials go. I believe at the back end of it, you know, they're going to give us the green light and we'll start signing players. But me and my respective coaches, we're doing our due diligence already. We're out there scouting. We're looking locally, nationally, and internationally. And, yeah, I'm hoping before Christmas we can start putting some faces behind the jerseys.
Love it. Can't wait. Have fun in Halifax and any other stops that you've got coming up. And let's circle back and chat one more time before your fall tune-up on the 29th.
Sounds good. All right, guys. Take it easy.